given the relevance why, no, for us, it is not a choice, it is the urgent need. And we're going to do that, again, as mentioned a little bit yesterday, through diversification, decentralization, and deregulation of energy supply and system. Diversification, it's a diversification of energy resources, which implies increasing of our own production and installation of new capacities, specifically renewables, as improvement and optimization of energy supply from some true partners that we have in Ukraine. Decentralization is critical for improvement of our energy system security and its resilience, and now as a midterm recovery strategy. First of all, it also implies installation of cogeneration, high efficiency cogeneration units. Decentralization, which, you know, sometimes a synonym for distributed generation, it's bringing energy output closer to consumers, scaling up and integration of small power generation facilities into our energy system is a way for us, you know, currently to survive. The network of distributed power generation, I also wanted to give you some a security angle. The network of distributed power generation facilities, of course, are more difficult and not cost justifying to hit and destroy by missiles. However, additional anti-drone security has to be an integral part of the development of such facilities. And deregulation in energy is about making implementation of the set of energy strategy procedures and legislation easier and effective. For renewable energy sources and attraction of new investment into renewable energy sources, it is support for new projects, simplification of entry to the energy system, entry point provision. It is also implies enhancement of cross-border energy imports and exports with the European Union. Deregulation should be mutual, bilateral, and multilateral. And this is a very important aspect for improvement cross-regional cooperation. And of course, energy efficiency is transcending through all this as a way to optimize the use of every energy resource and the optimal tool for improved energy security. We truly believe that for a better decarbonized and de-risked energy supply, we need to implement energy efficiency measures and new innovative solutions. Therefore, at the State Agency on Energy Efficiency and Energy Saving of Ukraine, we have launched the State Fund on Decarbonization and Green Energy Transition. It is now fully operational. It has its proceeds from CO2 tax. And it is cross-sectoral. It will support projects in energy efficiency and renewable energy in all sectors, including private sector and business. So household, municipality, and businesses. I also would like to acknowledge the need we all take to achieve stability of our energy security through the ECE region. Thank you very much.
Thank you.